The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Hi, this is Michael Uslan. You're listening to Batman on Film.
I'm vengeance.
I have given a name to my pain.
We are kill
the Bat of Gotham.
I'm Batman.
Hey now, and this is on camera here. Pete's got a old Brooklyn Dodgers ball cap on.
Yes, I do.
I'm representing the Dallas Cowboy Football Club, and I'm also representing Pete. I wore this for you.
Thank you. I appreciate it. It's a big day. It's a big day. It's like Christmas morning.
So I'm wearing my Batman basketball jersey, and kind of because the map.
I wear my dadgum
original. And yes, because it's big night, big game today, big tonight in Dallas with the Mavericks and the Clippers. The Mavs can win the series with a win tonight. No home team, Pete Vera, has won a game yet.
I thought it was very interesting. I think it's like the second time it's happened in the history of the NBA. So
it'll
be interesting. Hey, everyone, we will have a new NBA champion. The Lakers were eliminated, so maybe the Mavs can win their second title.
That's correct. They got a good young team. Luka Doncic is a pretty awesome player. I don't know how much you've seen of him, but yeah, he's a heck of a player.
Not much, but I mean, I catch the highlights, you know, but yeah. He's legit.
I just wonder, I don't worry about him, you know, going somewhere else when he can at some point, not staying in Dallas. Not too many
Dirk Nowitzki stayed
his whole career 20 years, you know.
There's not many of them around anymore.
Nope.
I mean, Albert Pujols is on his third team already.
True. True. All right, we're going to make – this is not really an emergency. I guess it kind of is. I mean, the driving force is what we're going to talk about. And I'm Bill Jett Ramey, by the way. Pull up a drink. Pull up at the bar. Belly up. Get a drink of whatever. Milk. Chocolate milk. Pete, you got anything there? Soda?
Just some water.
Good.
Sick.
Wiping one of those big water thing jugs with the messages on it as you go. You ever seen those?
No.
How much you're supposed to drink a day, and you're here, like, you know, by 3 p.m., 2 p.m., you know, 2, 3, 4, by, you know. So.
All right.
Yeah, they're cool. All right.
Whatever you got to do.
All right. So we're going to talk about the director of The Flash, Andy Muschietti. Did I say that correct?
Don't ask me. I think it's either Muschietti. Andy M, friend of the show, Andy M.
Okay. Mr. Andy, the director. He posted something on his Instagram, a picture on his Instagram that was kind of cool. And it is, it's kind of this, essentially, but it is on a bat suit. And it is on, and the logo is much more rounder than this. And it's very similar to the Batman Returns bat logo because it doesn't have the extra scallop things from 89.
And it looks like it's the Batman Returns kind of.
And the Batman Returns chest plate, yes. And it seems to be a little more armored up, and we'll talk about that in a second. So, and that's obviously, that's Michael Keaton's bat suit that he hopefully will wear in the Batman. So what was your reaction when you saw this drop on social media or on
me,
the
internet? I was ecstatic. It's been a long time coming for the Oval. 1995 is a long time away. The last time we saw it, Val Kilmer wore it.
Yeah.
Clooney, no. Bale, no. Affleck, no. You know, it's quite a bit of movies. I'm pumped for it. I'm glad that it's back. Interesting. I just felt they would do something nostalgic and go with the 89 with the extra little
one. I did too.
I thought that was going to happen. But now that I look at this picture, maybe it's some sort of update to the return suit. Maybe Keaton's Batman just made some tweaks along the way. I mean, you know, Batman's always tweaking suits, right?
Yeah.
So he's never, outside of, I think, from Begins to, I guess, Rises, he's never really worn the same suit twice, I feel like. Every movie's got a new suit.
Yeah. I guess Rises. Was that about it? Were there words only just, no, Begins, yeah.
Yeah, Begins, because he wore the same suit in Begins and Dark Knight, and then he wore the suit. So it's like, there's that little overlap, but
yeah.
For the most, I hate, but you know, I mean, you know, that means it means there's action figures.
Well, yeah, for sure.
So there's that. I mean, BVS had how many Batman figures alone because there were so many suits.
So yeah, there, and there's, you know, there's no, I don't, I, in case I missed it, I don't think I did. There was no, he didn't comment. He just posted the picture.
That's it.
That's all you need, right? It kind of goes back to, 89, where that was just sold, Batman 89 movie. Was just,
yeah,
was,
I mean, you know, you've heard
everywhere.
You just need the logo. And everyone's commenting that, you know, giving vibes of Watchmen because of, you know, the yellow and the blood. And I'm like, okay, that's
okay,
interesting.
So that's...
I don't know what the blood means.
Okay, let's just go with that. Okay, the one thing is there is a little blood dripping. Let's see, it's late night or early morning and he was... had some kind of strawberry jelly or jam on a...
Get a donut.
Or maybe a raspberry donut.
We know Batman gets drive-through, so he just went to his local Dunkin' Donuts and got him a tall black coffee and a jelly donut.
And that's put there for a reason, and that's to get people talking about it. That's why we're talking about it right now. What does the blood mean?
I think you talk about it regardless, but the blood's a little kind of... It's, you know, the icing on the cake, so to speak.
Yeah, I have no idea. No idea what that means.
We'll see what happens. Hopefully we get, like, another little... tease in the trailer or whatever. Yeah. I mean, I don't know, but it's an interesting little talking point, and I'm just really happy it's back. You know, it's cool. It's one of those little Batman things that's been gone for a while, and it'd just be nice to see it return. You know, just something small.
Yeah, and it clearly, and it also differentiates itself from the Pattinson is going. You know, the bat emblem on his.
They're
suit.
Very different. They're very.
Oh
different.
Yeah, completely. And
because there's,
you know,
always talks that like Pattinson is actually some sort of contraption, some sort of device.
Yeah.
Bat rumor, like who knows if that's true.
Yeah.
That's the blood of that bat logo. Like, what does this mean? Like, I don't know. Just,
sure.
Hey, but I'm excited. Yeah, it's cool. Like this is what, like, Snyder's really good at this, is teasing stuff on social media and, you know, getting everyone excited and talking about it. And I kind of like what Muccietti's doing, and it's just cool. You know, David F. Sandberg did it recently too. He teased the
Shazam too.
I'm sorry, Captain Marvel around these
Captain
parts.
Marvel, the real Captain Marvel did.
The original Captain Marvel, his suit, that's being teased. So it's cool, these little, like, you know, whether it's a 30-second video or just something cool like this, these stills, I like it when these directors do this stuff.
I like the fact that I think Matt Reeves has been more accessible with that kind of stuff than Chris Nolan was, for sure, you know? He has given us some stuff. I mean, hell, that dude was giving his hints a year before the movie even started filming who was going to be
in it. Yeah, with those 66 mannequins.
Yeah. So... as we get closer to the Batman, we'll hopefully get
Reeves
get
is
more
definitely not subtle.
Reeves. No. So, besides the blood, which we have no idea, we know clearly it looks like the Batman Returns logo and the Batman Returns chest piece. The thing looks a little bit like, just from the little bit you could see, maybe the shoulder area or whatnot, it could be a little bit more armored. And that's one of the rumors that I've heard, and I'm sure other people have heard, that He is, I mean, he's 70 years old, or he's going to be an aged Bruce Wayne Batman. And he may need a little bit of not only extra protection or some kind of enhancement, you know, with his bat suit. So maybe something like a Batman 89 / Returns version of the Kingdom Come type of suit. Is that good? If that's the case, are you good with that, or did you want the old school?
To be brutally honest, and I'm gonna get crucified for this, I don't like the Batman Kingdom Come suit. I love the story, a lot of that story with a character like the Flash, I go back and forth with how I like it. The way that Ross just interpreted how they looked as they got older was interesting. Superman I love, it's not my favorite suit. I would kind of like something along the lines of maybe at 89 Returns mixed with that BVS armor suit, something like that. Kind of, you know, that's kind of what I'm guessing getting going on.
Like, I guess I'm like more. You know, what I mean more is when I say Kingdom Come, it would be like he needs a suit that enhances his diminished capabilities. Not maybe aesthetically, but
that sounds more like Batman Beyond. Like, that's what that sounds like to me. That sounds like the black Batman Beyond suit. You know, like...
The one with...
the red bat.
What was it? There was one with Bruce Wayne wore in an episode.
It was like the first episode. He wore that suit and then he retired after.
Yeah,
he had
and it had... Gun. What was the villain? The one that looked, it was like turning into liquid and stuff.
Ink?
Yeah. Okay.
But it sounds more like that. Maybe it'll be more streamlined and won't necessarily be as rigid as like the mech suit from BVS and Dark Knight Returns.
Yeah, I think it would. I think they're going to be way more streamlined.
I lean more towards like, oh, that sounds more like the Batman Beyond suit.
Yeah.
But not as kind of techie.
I think the cowl will be more like, it won't be closed, you know, it'll be more.
No, it'll have an open mouth.
You know, yeah, it'll be the cowl. Which he did, like he had that in Kingdom Come. You didn't have that you had it in the Dark Knight.
And this is going to be a weird comparison, but like, think of it as like the RoboCop 2014 suit.
Sure.
You know, like like they took that bulky RoboCop from the 80s and they really streamlined that.
Gotcha.
Down.
Yeah.
You know.
I got
something
you.
Like that, and that looks kind of like armor plating and was kind of like updated for the time and the era where they tried to make that movie made.
Yeah. What you think they'll? You think they'll do something for? He'll throw out something for, say, Ben Affleck's Batman. I mean, we know what his logo looks like, so I don't. And I'm not 100% sure he's Batman in it.
This is my idea. I don't think Affleck shows up as Batman. I think we see Affleck as Bruce Wayne.
I agree with that, just based on some scuttlebutt that I heard. He did have his director's chair. We saw that both the Batmen where the director's chairs were shown. Of course, I like to see something more. I mean, it is the Flash. Maybe we'll get something with Ezra Miller showing a little bit more of his new costume.
We saw the logo. We got a little bit of music and everything the last time we got anything from this film. So I don't know if I want to see the new suit.
I don't need a lot.
I kind of want like the new suit to listen, in my head, I feel like the suit is something that he will maybe create in the film and he gets later on. So I don't know if that's the case, then I don't want to see the new suit. But if they're just going to start off the movie with it, then like, all right, fine.
Didn't they say that he gets it from one of the Batman?
Well,
one of the Bruce Wayne?
I remember back in the day, Flash was going to get a new suit by the end of Justice League from Affleck. And for whatever reason, that didn't happen.
Okay.
I don't know. That's the last time I heard anything of that, but I haven't heard anything.
What about?
You're supposed to get a new suit.
Do you want to see Supergirl, like a logo or anything?
That would be cool. It'd be interesting to see. I mean, oh man, what that logo looks like can spark a lot of controversy on Twitter, depending on how that S looks. So maybe they're trying to avoid that closer to maybe like a trailer or something. I don't know. And that depends. Like maybe she's not a huge part of the movie. Maybe this is kind of like a jumping off point for that character. Maybe she's not a
I'm
really
willing
big part
to bet.
Film.
I bet the S does not look like the traditional Superman S, like the S we see on the Supergirl CW show. You know.
You think it's more along the line? So then it's different than what Cavill wore.
I think it's different than what Cavill wore too. Yeah.
It'd be interesting.
That's pure speculation, y'all. I bet it's different.
We'll see. I don't know. I have no idea. But that'd be cool.
Okay.
Where's the third logo we need, right?
Yeah. So, just in terms of Batman on film, what's your equally excited for Keaton's return and Ben Affleck's Batman send Bruce Wayne send off, and as you are with the Batman, it's all on equal footing, equal anticipation.
I am more excited for the Batman.
Okay.
It is a Batman movie, like first and foremost. Whereas this is a Flash movie where Batman's almost immediate. You know, while seeing Keaton's cool, and I can't wait. And I'm excited. And
yeah.
I love the Affleck Batman. While seeing them, it's maybe they interact or not on screen. That would be interesting in itself. But it's cool. It makes me really interested in the movie because, you know, the Flash movie, you've always been kind of weary about. Is this movie ever going to get made? Or, like, at one point, I thought the movie was cursed.
I'm with you. I said for a long time, I'll believe it when I see it in the theater. I believe
theater,
it now.
Not the theater. The theater. You guys got that? Theater.
Yes, sir. Speaking of the Batman, which I am super excited about, and we're now down to about, what's this, 4th of June, so we're, 9 months away, huh?
Every day we're getting closer.
All right. Everyone at home, I want you to listen to me, okay? Okay?
Oh, jeez.
I don't know if the Batman is going to be good. I don't know if I'm going to like the Batman. I may see it and not like it. I don't have no idea. I'm super excited for it. I think it's going to be right up my alley with it. I think it's even more grounded in the Nolan films, which, believe it or not, that's possible. But don't believe this bullshit you're hearing online about Warner Brothers hates it and Matt Reeves and Pattinson are going to fisticuffs. And unfortunately, this ridiculous rumor involving, I'm not even going to bring it up because it's just ridiculous. I mean, it's tabloid times 12 type of shit involving the Batmobile and Pattinson and Zoe Kravitz and her current status post what could happen when that happens, if that makes any sense. It's all bullshit. There seems to be, that stuff, here's the deal. Here, let me tell you why this happens. I mean, let me tell you, it happens because you at home and Pete, it happens because you just make that shit up. You make it up, you put it out there, and people are going to read it. I mean, they're going to flock to it. And then they'll have these other suspect outlets pick it up and report it, and it's all bullshit. It's made up shit. I mean, I'm gonna promise you something. I could do this. On Batman on film, I could make up two, three stories a day of complete horseshit involving Batman, the Batman, or whatever, and they would get my Pete. Our traffic would multiply times 10. And of course, a lot of people who are that would read it would call bullshit on it, but they will keep reading it. And then they'll rage on the outlets that do this. But yet they still bring it up and post it and talk about it. As my neighbor starts to weed eat his yard as I'm finishing up this vlog. Social hour. So that's where I'm going to end it. Don't believe it. Just wait. Okay. And I'll tell you this. Does it sound like Warner Brothers is upset with Matt Reeves, Pete, when, thank you, sir. Thank you for doing this, your yard work right when I'm finishing my show. he's in charge of the Batman.
Yes.
He is executive producing and heavily involved in a HBO Max spinoff, the Gotham City Police Department spinoff. And on top of that, Pete, he's one of the producers of the new Batman Caped Crusader animated series on HBO Max. So why are they going in the bat business with him
Well, clearly Matt Reeves is hogging all the Batman stuff, so they want somebody else in there.
Oh, they want it. Okay. So,
I don't know. Who knows?
I mean, let's just, you know, do the math.
We'll see. You know, you got to be careful where you get your news. We always talk about that. We always mention that. Clickbait's out there. Just be wary. You know, you guys know who they are. They're
exactly.
Often.
That's the. You know what? I'll leave it at that. You know who they are. You know what they are. So keep that in mind when you read, you know, this nonsense. That's all I got on that rant. So Pete, let's get the hell out of here. Plug whatever you would like.
You can follow me on social media. That's Twitter, Instagram, and Zack Snyder's Favorite Bureau at Pete Illustrated. You can follow one of my podcasts, Straight Out of Gotham, Straight_O_G. I co-host that with the champion of Long Island, Eric Holzman. You can also follow me at Italians for Spidey, the Italian Spider-Man Coalition podcast, which I co-host with the Sausage Meatball duo of the Vigilante 1939 podcast, Nico and his father, Nick. We've talked about various Spider-Man podcasts. We dropped our first episode last week. Check out batmanonfilm.com, Batman on Film YouTube for all my reviews and interviews and cool stuff, toy reviews and all that jazz. And make sure you check out at Team Yellow Oval on Twitter, where we are celebrating the return of our wonderful little oval for the first time since 1995. So pop some champagne, will you?
Sounds good. Have you, I know you sent me some pictures of a smoker going during Memorial Weekend. What did you roll out?
What did you roll out? I had, I smoked a lot of ribs. I grilled some chicken. Yeah. Burgers, hot dogs. Just had a few friends over in the rain. And we had a good time. So it was a nice little quiet Memorial Day weekend. We had some good time. Good friends, good food.
I marinated some chicken breast overnight. And then I butterflied. And then I stuffed them. I had made a shrimp and andouille sausage jambalaya, and I had some left, and I stuffed those chicken breasts with the jambalaya, and I rolled them, I wrapped them in bacon, and I smoked them, and they were good. They were pretty good. That was my cooking for Memorial Day. So, and I'm gonna apologize to my neighbor. That's not him out
it's
there.
Not gonna get picked up.
That is that is my lawn people here. Unexpectedly.
Oh, they must be Texans fans.
Well, probably, damn it. They don't like Batman for some reason. All right, let's see what I got. Well, you can find me on Batman on Film. You know what? Detective is the best Batman book right now.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Batman is losing me, man.
You're not the only one.
I've been a Batman first, Detective second for a while, but it's
really that's it's you know, a lot of people are like that. I find myself being one of the few people who prefers Detective over Batman.
Yeah. And I'm, when I say over, I mean, you know, relatively speaking, you know. So but yeah. I don't even want to be reading them.
Yeah. I like Joker War, but after Joker War, Tynion has peaked and valleyed. It's been up and down.
Yeah.
Whereas I think Detective, like you said earlier, I mean, Tamaki's writing just an incredible grounded Batman story in the brownstones of Gotham.
I did want to show you, and I showed you earlier, but...
Yeah?
This, I guess, is new edition. This is a Batman and Robin Batmobile.
Mm-hmm.
I'm actually going to put it over there, not behind me. This is over there is where I got my Burton Schumacher tribute area.
I got something for you.
All right.
This is, and I know you'll really, I hit the mic. I know you're really going to love this. I got Batman Hush Unwrapped, one of your favorites. I thought this was like a noir edition because I recently got into.
Yeah.
Killing Joke Noir. Fantastic interpretation of the story. But this is like, it's kind of finished. You can see here, you can see word bubbles and sound effects and all that jazz. And they're colored
can
in.
Can you see that? Sorry.
But this is Jim Lee's like sketch. You can see the X's where he wants things like colored and shaded. You know, some images are better than others. But it's a really, it's almost like a work print kind of.
Oh, it's cool.
Yeah, and I really got into it, and I know you love this story. It's one of your.
I don't hate Hush. I think it's I think it's overrated. I don't think it's when you talk about classic Batman stories, I got an idea.
I'm going to pitch to you and then I'll pitch it to Lauer officially.
Yeah.
Let's do a Batman book club debate, me and you and Lauer, about Hush and why it's great. And then you could say why it's not. I think it would be fun. You know, it's like people get to know you more in depth and everything instead of just that cranky guy on Twitter.
I've been being really positive on Twitter. I've been trying to put stuff up there.
You got a rep. You know, you're Jet. Yeah. You know, you hate everything. You borderline love nothing.
It's a shock when people meet me in real life. You know, it really is.
You're a jerk.
Yeah. Speaking of meeting me in real life, you'll be up here for the Batman watch party.
I can't wait, man. I'm excited. We got to find out whatever the Mavs or the Star schedule is. We'll probably catch. Hopefully, we'll catch a game.
I bet one or the other will be there. They're in the same arena, so you got to there's kind of work out logistically sometimes. I did throw it before I get my plugs. I finally found a frame for this. This is an original. This is one of the original posters that I picked up back when I went to a march. I believe in Harvey Dent. March.
Okay.
For the viral campaign, and I think I got some as part of the viral campaign. They mailed to me because I was like, I remember getting the voter registration card for Gotham City and all that stuff. I would get some stuff like that from the,
I wasn't lucky enough to get those. What I did was I either print screened or like saved as that picture and printed it out myself. I still have them in like a manila folder.
I was getting all that because they were giving stuff to the press earlier. Like I got a Batman cowl because I was part of what do they call that?
Sons of Batman.
Yeah.
Sons of the Bat. Some of them.
And letters from that
Legion of Gotham.
That was awesome. Anyway, so I finally printed that. And
you got space left in that office? You've been hanging up everything.
How's the ceiling look? It's doable. You put stuff up there. Also, I found these.
Oh man, I want one of those.
I might maybe be able to make that happen.
I'd appreciate it.
I am getting this frame.
You have perks.
I'm getting this frame. That's great. So I got to. I can't find a frame.
Is it like?
Online.
Are there real articles? Like a real paper.
That's yes.
Great. Man, I'm gonna have it. Looks good
too. Yeah, I'm gonna have it framed. Look, man. I mean, for real. Articles.
That's fantastic.
There's even ads.
That's so interesting.
And I remember, I think one. I don't know if it's this one, but there's another one here.
I remember that picture.
Okay, so there's somewhere. That's great. I'm not gonna waste time doing it, but there's like letter to the editor, and one of the letters is from Edward Nashton. Which is going to be
that's great.
There's going to be that's the name of the Riddler in the Batman, the Edward Nashton version, Enigma. And I believe there's an ad in one of them for the Iceberg Lounge. You would like that because you have a
your show. I do. And you know me, anything involving Oswald, that's another one. We got to talk Batman Returns, me and you. I got to talk Returns with you one day.
We need to do a show on it.
I'd love to.
I'll do it. You know what? I may watch it just for the.
Oh man! I got Bill to watch Batman Returns.
I'll watch it on a loop for 24/7 before I watch the film from 2016 that I will not mention. Now see, look how giddy I was and happy as all my new Batman toys and that old Batman toys I found and framing stuff and then.
And you were so happy you got to look at Hush.
Yeah. So. So, all right, I could get on a roll here of Batman.
I thought this show is over. We just went like 20 minutes.
I know, I just...
This one might actually be an hour now.
And there's some things... One more thing. I do like... I found those 8x10, or 11x12 those Batman tins. You know what I'm talking about? Tin wall art. They're made. It's like a tin.
Yes.
Tin, and there's not tin the number. You know, tin and tins. T-I-N. Not ten. I can't say it the correct way. You know, ten. Up here in Texas.
Pew pew pew.
And same number. But I found some of those. One day we need to do a show.
You just did a tour of the office.
You
like
not need
too long
to do
ago.
A show. I've moved some stuff around and rearranged stuff.
he moved his Batmobile. Like
you
three
need
quarters to. Left.
We need to. You need to take a camera and go through your collection and just talk about any stories behind these items and where you got it and stuff like that.
I'll go check out the basement. I'll go dig up something I haven't seen before. I'll try to get something I didn't get in the last video. That's what I'll try to do.
I got a Dark Knight Rises Mr. Potato Head. You think that's going to be worth anything now that he's not called Mr. Potato Head anymore?
Do you have the box?
It's in the box. Never been
out.
Oh,
then yeah. Is it in the box? Like you never even opened it?
I never opened it. You know how
probably.
I am.
Probably.
I don't open up stuff. I did.
I wouldn't
open
that. The figures I do because I like to put them on.
I opened up a few figures. You'll be proud of me. I did.
I'm very proud. I saw the pictures.
I opened up a few figures. So, like, I'll put them on the show. I'll take a picture. Put it up there right now. All right, real quick. Find me on Twitter at Batman on Film. You want just Batman on Film news feed, just links to Batman on Film stuff, including all the stuff Pete does or I do, and anybody else involved with Batman on Film, except for Rick Shue because he doesn't do anything for Batman on Film anymore. I'm at the Batman on Film.
Plagiarism.
When you plagiarize a text, that's pretty serious. That's all
serious
I got on
offense.
That one. If you like all these shows here that are affiliated with Batman on Film, you can find lots of them at batmanpodcastnetwork.com and on Twitter at BatPodNetwork. Thanks to Ryan Haas. Shout out to him. Oh, you want to mention Ryan had a big...
It's been a big week for the Bat Boys.
Yeah.
Yes.
Ryan Haas is a fan of Super Mario Brothers movie, and you probably know... They put together an extended cut.
Extended cut of the 1993, I believe, movie starring Bob Hoskins and John Leguizamo. So there's I think it adds like 20 minutes to the actual film. Ryan is a big video game aficionado, Nintendo, Mario, like that's his jam. So him and his buddy, I forgot his name, so I apologize, but they run the SMB Movie Archive. They're on Twitter at, I believe, SMB Movie. Check them out. Great guys doing some good work and doing it very nicely.
Well done, Ryan. A lot of these, y'all been with me since y'all were kids. A lot of y'all are just with reading Batman on Film. Batman Film turned 23 the other day, Pete. Can you believe that?
Yeah.
23 years old.
Wow. I feel like we just wore those BOF 20 shirts yesterday.
Yeah. It's going to head up to 25. Let's see what else I got. I think it's about Patreon. If you like what we do here, Batman on Film, patreon.com/batmanonfilm. And that's all I got for Pete. I am Bill, and thanks for watching. Watching this time. Yes, there'll be an audio version too. We'll catch you next time. Thanks.
Thanks for listening to the BOF Social Hour, Jet's official vlog and podcast on Batman on Film. Follow Jet on Twitter, at Batman on Film. Follow the BOF news feed on Twitter, at The Batman on Film. For Jet and everyone at BOF, I'm announcer Rachel. Authoritative, definitive, the original, Batman on Film, established in 1998.
If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pear.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.